Val Dolcini, and I'm the administrator of the USDA's Farm Service Agency in Washington, D.C.
So I wanted to talk to you, and I know that you are busy, so we're not going to take too long here, but about help for California farmers and ranchers who are affected by all the wildfires that we're having. I know Farm Service Agency has some programs that could help them out.
Right. Well, we do, Sabrina, and obviously they're still fighting fires in many parts of California now, and as soon as those fires are contained, controlled, and ultimately put out, we'll be able to get in and begin to work with farmers and ranchers who've been impacted by these wildfires. They've caused devastating losses all over the state and, frankly, all over the western U.S. for many farmers and ranchers, and we've seen in the last several years these fires increasing in severity and intensity and cost as the fire season has grown longer. In California, you know, my CED and my county executive director and Ukiah was able to get in and visit an impacted rancher yesterday, deliver some hay to him, but, you know, and I think he had lost many cows as a result of the fires that had gone through Lake County. We have several programs that I think will be helpful. One is the Livestock Indemnity Program. That's going to help ranchers that have had cattle actually die as a result of the fire. The Livestock Forage Program will help ranchers whose feed sources have been impacted. The Tree Assistance Program will help farmers who've seen vineyards or trees damaged by wildfire. The Emergency Conservation Program can assist with things like rebuilding fences or irrigation systems that have been impacted or burned by wildfire. So there are a number of things that I think FSA offices around the state can help farmers and ranchers respond to the damage caused by these horrific fires.
What should farmers or ranchers who have been seeing some damage, what should they do now? Let's say if they're in an area where there's still some active fires going on. Is there anything they should do now, prepare?
You know, what I would suggest that farmers and ranchers do is just begin to keep records of the damage that's associated with these wildfires here for my agency, as well as other USDA agencies that might be able to provide some assistance. Certainly to the degree that, you know, you can keep photographs of fire damage or other forms of evidence that can be used to substantiate a claim for assistance are definitely helpful. We're still in that period right now of fighting fires in a lot of parts of California and the western U.S., so, you know, I don't want folks to do anything that would be dangerous, certainly, but keeping good records is the first step towards working with USDA to receive assistance.
And once you have those records in hand and they're ready to go to their Farm Service Agency office, how difficult is it to apply for some of these programs?
It's not particularly difficult to apply for these programs. Once, you know, you've got the fires contained and you've got good records, visiting your local county office is a good first step. And in most cases, it's a relatively simple application process for assistance here. That's the thing that I really want to encourage folks to do if they've not had a relationship with their local USDA office, to make sure that you visit those folks. And you might want to suggest to them that you've had some fire damage to your property, whether it's a ranch or a farm, and they can give you some advice on specific records to keep and when coming into the office to talk more about assistance would be appropriate. But I think that it's just good to know where your local county office is. And in California, we have 30 offices around the state, certainly in the valleys as well as on the coast where the Valley Fire has been burning. We've got a good office in Ukiah there that stands ready to help.
All right. And hey, what about online information? Is there someplace they can go online to get more on these programs?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit the FSA website. That's fsa.usda.gov. And to find your local USDA service center, you can visit the offices.usda.gov site to find out exactly where your local county office is.
All right, Val, is there anything else that you think our farmer listeners need to know?
No, I think that that's everything.
All right, very good. Well, I do appreciate your time. Like I said, I know that you're very busy.
Sabrina, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on today.